It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Today is the last scheduled day of the 2015 legislative session in Albany, and lawmakers are still far apart on proposals to renew rent protections for more than 2 million tenants in and around New York City. You've heard us talking about this all week. Rent regulations, which have been around since World War II, were allowed to expire Monday at midnight, and they're expected to be renewed eventually. But what would happen if they weren't? Joining us to talk about what some are calling, get this, the rentpocalypse, is Christopher Mayer. He's a professor of real estate at the Columbia University Business School. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.
So do you think rent regulations help to stem New York City's affordable housing crisis, or do you think maybe it contributes to it?
Well, it depends who you are. If you say rent regulations lead to less housing available to people, the answer is yes. And they also raise the cost of rent for people who are moving here. But, of course, if you live and you're lucky enough to live in a rent-controlled apartment, then the world is very different. Obviously, you have a very good deal.
So are there any other cities in the United States that still have some form of rent regulation? I mean, is this maybe a sign that New York City should get rid of it?
Well, there are pretty few places left. San Francisco and Berkeley are kind of well known for having some controls. But, you know, where I went to, used to live in Boston in Massachusetts, they got rid of rent control.
So I guess it's kind of supply and demand. I mean, if we abolish the law, some argue that rents on the open market would actually go down over time. I mean, there is more than 2 million apartments. So as an economist, do you believe that's what would happen?
Rent control at the moment causes some people to consume too much housing, which is to say, you know, these old stories of, you know, widows who are living in four-bedroom apartments. But more generally, people, you know, don't move out of places they would otherwise move out of if market forces were at play. And often that means they're consuming more housing, and they're consuming housing that would otherwise be available for other people at market rates. So it clearly increases the price of market rate apartments by pulling supply out of the system.
These rent laws were put into place initially after World War II, and in New York City they were revived and actually strengthened in 1974 when there was a big housing crisis. Landlords of rent-stabilized buildings, they're complaining that the laws were meant to be temporary. They say their expenses go up faster than the rent they can collect, and that's not fair. So are landlords struggling, and if these laws were abolished, would they benefit from a big windfall?
Well, certainly if you're somebody who bought a rent-controlled building recently and you've watched your costs go up relative to what you're collecting in rent, you're definitely going to face some challenges. You know, of course, the much bigger issue is not necessarily the increases relative to costs, but the fact that the rent levels are so far below market rate.
So what about the argument that some people who live in actually a rent-stabilized apartment don't deserve it? Their income is too high.
Rent stabilization, rent control is allocating based on when people arrived in New York. So I actually have a great aunt who lived in New York and passed away a few years before I moved to New York. I think if I had moved here a little bit sooner and been a little luckier, I might have ended up in a rent-controlled unit, and maybe I wouldn't even be talking to you on the phone about this. But it does sort of tell you that there's an element of luck, and there's an element of randomness in how this is allocated. And so you end up with some people whose incomes are very high, sometimes the kids of people who lived here a long time ago, and they are getting a big windfall. At the same time, other New Yorkers who are poor, maybe didn't have relatives living in places where rent control happened, those people, I think, are ending up struggling.
So would you advocate for actually abolishing these laws?
The one thing I would say we should not do is just let them expire and let the legislators go home.
Hence the rentpocalypse, as they're saying.
Yes, exactly. Rentpocalypse would be sort of a disaster. So while I think we ought to modify and eventually get rid of rent control as it exists today, I don't think this is the way to do it.
Okay, Christopher Mayers, professor of real estate at the Columbia University Business School. Chris, thanks so much.
Great talking with you. Thanks a lot.